Search, browse, buy. Black Press Media brings you Today's Drive. Find your new vehicle on our exclusive platform and get driving. At todaysdrive.com, you'll have access to inventory across BC, where you can easily find a vehicle that fits your needs and gets you where you need to go in comfort. With new and used vehicles from the dealership around the corner and dealers across BC, the best venue to find your next vehicle is todaysdrive.com.
This is the Moj on Sports Podcast, a deeper dive into the great personalities we know and love. Now, here's your host, Bob the Moj Marjanovic.
Welcome to MojOnSports.com. It's the Moj, Bob Marjanovic. No bio series this week. In fact, probably our very first of a new feature called Catching Up, as we catch up with Lions quarterback Nathan Rourke. We talked to Nathan at the Grey Cup, where he was probably just as big of a story as the game itself. Everyone wondering what's next in his future. Giulio Chiaravetta and I sat down with the outstanding quarterback of the Lions to find out what's next.
You're listening to the Moj on Sports Podcast.
Every athlete is looking for a competitive edge, and you can find one at StoccoDesign.com. The K1 Embrace system wraps your legs with over 90 feet of high-strength support cables that are directly integrated into an ultra-comfortable compression tight. The cabling is positioned to naturally move with you, supporting your knee when you need it most. You can customize your level of support with two control dials in the waistband. This is the future of knee support. StoccoDesign.com. Got to tell you about my friends at the Clayton Public House. Talk about a great room. Just huge, spacious, plenty of light. The food is unbelievable. And by the way, did I mention they just rented their patio? Check it all out. The Clayton Public House, 5640 188th Street in Surrey.
Now, more of the Moj on Sports Podcast. Here again is the Moj.
Giulio, we managed to track down Nathan Rourke. Talk about a busy schedule this week. This guy has it.
Yeah, thanks. I always want to see you guys.
Yeah, I bet you do. So, like, you know, I was just thinking about this before we got on air here, and I'm thinking to myself, usually after the season, and Giulio, you've gone through it, you know, there's maybe 2-3 days where you kind of guys get together, have a couple of social get-togethers, and then, you know, maybe you take a week vacation somewhere, get some sun. Nathan, not so much. It's been a whirlwind, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a break whenever that comes. It's been a long season. It's been a lot of ups and downs, and definitely want to a minute to catch my breath, but it's been fun and a lot of fun stuff, a lot of fun busyness.
Have you had an opportunity to just reflect back on the entire year and kind of, you know, just look back and see what it was like and remember it?
I'm still working on getting over that last one, so yeah. Maybe after that.
You know, you talk about that last one, so much emotion. And I wrote about this in a column talking about the fact that I think it was just an indicator of just the brotherhood and the love that you guys have for one another, particularly that scene in the end zone with you and Brian Burnham.
Yeah, you know, at the when I was hurt, what motivated me to come back was I wanted to play for the veterans on the team, and Burnham was one of those guys. I knew that, you know, as a young guy, I'd probably have a chance to be back here, but you know, sometimes it doesn't happen for these guys, and evident by their careers, right? A great player like Brian Burnham's, he's only been in the West Final how many twice? Is, yeah. Is that it? It's just like, I mean, so anyways, I was playing for them. They were the people that were motivating me, and the fact that we couldn't get it done just was devastating to me, and specifically. I felt that I had let those players down.
Nathan, everyone talks about the togetherness, but where did it start? Do you have any idea of the genesis of it or, you know, the people behind it? I mean, how did it all start to build that culture?
I think when we understand that we have the common goals and we're all looking for the same thing, right? We're all trying to get as good as we can as a group to be able to win a Grey Cup. When that's the common goal, then I think that it's really easy to be able to say, hey, these guys have a lot in common, and let's go hang out. You know what I mean? And I think that's really important. I think the the strike at the beginning of the year when we had to do some player-run practices up in Kamloops was really, really great for the team, and we kind of got to see what we were like outside of the coaching staff.
So. Hey, sorry, Julie, I'm going to jump in here, but very quickly, you talk about Kamloops. One of the stories that Brian Burnham told us,
yeah.
He says he walks into your room at training camp, and he says the TV's unplugged, and it's in the corner. And he's like, well, this is like, what's he doing, right? And Julio said, had he done that to like a guy like Louis Pasaglia,
yeah.
He probably would have got thrown out of the room.
Yeah, he would have kicked me out for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't have a TV in my house, so
no.
I just never plug that one in. So and it's like there's no time. Any time free time that you have, you're in the playbook, right?
No.
There's no time for me, at least, to be able to do anything else with a TV. So.
One of the things I was going to ask you, Nathan, was about this is really, I think, one of the things people need to realize. This is only your second year in mm-hmm. the league, and you talk about that culture, and Mojo and I have talked about this extensively. That when you're around a veteran group and you're like you talk about the Brian Burnhams and the D Rhymes and the Mike Riley when he was here, when you have your core group of players that are your best players, that are your hardest workers, that are in the room, they're in their film room, they're doing all the things necessary that you create that culture, because all the young guys, they can't do their own thing. When
yeah.
your best players are putting in the hard work, then it's just, it creates that kind of chemistry because everyone has to jump on board.
Yeah, and I think for me, coming in last year, was I was able to see those guys in action, be like, okay, this is Brian Burnham, this is TJ Lee. They've played in this organization 7-8 years. They've had success. They've been all-stars. They've won playoff games. What does that look like? What does their day-to-day look like? That was what was great to me about watching Mike Riley play, was be able to say he's got a process. There's not a... It's not an accident that he's been an MOP or a Grey Cup winner. And so if I want to be a pro and I want to be able to have success in this league, those are the type of things that you have to watch. So it's so impactful to have guys like them to set the standard for the young guys coming in.
Now, speaking to that, like, did you change any of your process as you prepare for each and every week because of a guy like Mike Riley, being around a guy like that?
Mike Riley helped me figure it out.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, when you're in college, you kind of have a set schedule.
Yeah.
This is what you're doing. And, you know, when I got here, it was a lot less regulation. And I got to see, okay, he's working out this many times on these days. You know, this is what he does after games, you know. And you don't take every – you don't copy it, but mm-hmm. you're able to say, okay, this is what he does. How does that feel? Man, it doesn't feel as good, so I'm going to change it. But it's still everything was able to watch. I was able to watch. I did a lot of watching in 21.
Yeah.
And it was not just watching for the fun of it. It was trying to take something from that and be able to apply it to my own process.
Nathan Work is our guest. This is our coverage from Regina, brought to you by the good folks at Resurrection Spirits. What did you learn about yourself this year?
I think I learned that I've still got a lot of things to work on. You know, I think that, you know, you have a great season. It's a long season. You're able to have some really good stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, it what matters is those games in November, right? So, you know, the teams that have had success, for example, the Bombers, they are able to have prolonged success and they're able to keep their guys healthy, and they're able to do things that we really aspire to do. And we're not personally, from a personal standpoint, you go into that game and you just see that, you know, it was not ready yet. So there's a lot of things that I need to do despite of how it started. There's a lot of growth to still go.
Well, I mean, you talk about growth. When I look at your situation this year, I mean, even Rick Campbell was quoted when you got hurt that
mm-hmm.
we are moving on, not expecting Nathan to come back. A lot mm-hmm. of people didn't think that you were going to come back, and yet you did. And when I look at that accomplishment, I mean, the adversity that you overcame, and I remember we chatted about this before when you said there was a point where the scar from the surgery, the incision wasn't healing properly, and you kind of thought, okay, it was a setback. Yet you battled through that. But, I mean, going through all of that, I imagine it made you tougher and made you realize that you can overcome severe adversity.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
so you're just too humble to admit this, but I'll say it for you.
It wasn't easy.
No.
It definitely was putting on a brave face, especially talking to you guys, talking to the media. I mean, there were some days, I mean, especially that week that you mentioned where they told me, hey, you need to go home and just work on elevating your foot, getting the swelling out of it so that the wound can try to close, just to get away from infection. That was a tough week to be able to, you know, not even be involved in the meetings and the practice and stuff like that and just be a couch body. That's not who I am. And so that was very difficult. But I certainly never doubted for a minute that I'd be back, and if they had given me a chance, that I would be back on the field.
The statute of limitations is over, all right? You didn't want to give a percentage, a number on it at any time. The season's over. You don't have to worry about next week. If you had to put a percentage, if you could give us a percentage.
Well, Moj, here's the reason I don't give, haven't given a percentage, and I would continue not to.
Okay.
The reason is because I don't want to, you know, look back on this West Final with, oh, if I would have been 100%, mm-hmm. you know, then maybe we would have gone differently. To me, I want to shy away from the excuses. I want to own up to it and take it in stride and realize that it's not just my foot. There's a lot of other areas to get better in. So I just didn't see any advantage to saying that, because I felt like that would be deflecting some of the responsibility that could be taken for what happened.
Have you watched the film?
I haven't yet.
You didn't. Will you?
Yeah. Yeah.
At some
absolutely.
Point down the road?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I just need – it needs time to – when I have that minute to breathe,
exactly.
I will definitely, you know, get in prep for next season. I'm hoping Rob Williams and I are able to watch it together and be like, you know, mechanically, this is what you're doing wrong.
Yes.
This is what we need to do. These are the things that we need to focus on for next offseason. I think a lot of the problems that I had were you can just minimize into that game. So
Now does it – obviously, you know what, you know me, everybody knows that you're gonna exercise your option as far as going and trying out with some NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean you're talking about fixing some of those things mechanically? Does all that stuff obviously get sped up now because you want to be, you know, ready for your workouts, obviously?
Yeah, sped up or you know, postponed, or you just kind of figure out when the time is going to be right. But there will be a time to watch it. There's lots to learn from, and whether I'm something happens down south or if I'm back with the Lions, especially if I'm back with the Lions, you know, that's going to be a film that, you know, we're going to watch and scrutinize and make sure that we're correcting that, learning from it.
More with Nathan Rourke after these messages.
CanadianEvergreen.com is your trusted news source for all things green, offering up-to-date news and stories from Canada's booming cannabis industry. Content you can trust from Black Press Media.
Like what you hear? We'd love to have you on board with us as a partner. If you have a business that could benefit from partnering with us, please contact us at mojonsports.com.
Whenever it comes to tires or meeting your automotive needs, I only send my friends to one place, OK Tire in Langley. OK Tire in Langley is more than just tires. It's about complete automotive care, and it's about being treated right by my good friends, the Delaney family. Delaney's OK Tire in Langley, 19863 Fraser Highway, or call them at 604-530-2545. Redefine how you lead. Take the next step in your leadership journey with Ignite Management. Become a leader that positively impacts those around you. Create an environment where your team thrives. Be in control of your own development with a detailed analysis of your leadership style, complete with actionable insights and recommendations. Visit ignitemanagement.ca for more info.
You're listening to the Moj on Sports Podcast.
What's the next little while look like for you?
Well, I'm just really happy to be here at the CFL Awards and be able to represent the Lions. And this is my first time be able to do something like this, so I'm really excited to be here and to spend it with some lovely people.
And then you have workouts. How long do you anticipate those workouts going?
We'd like to get them done as quickly as possible. That way we're not putting the club in terms of the Lions in an uncomfortable situation. So we'd like to be able to tell everyone, you know, hey, this is what's happening going into maybe the new year, or at least going into free agency, and be able to say, you know, there's no questions around Nathan. We know what his future is. So we'd like to do that as quickly as possible.
There has been a lot of speculation about how many teams are interested in you. Apparently, you know, you see the reports by Naylor, Farhan, mm-hmm. and Adam Schefter tweeted it the other day that there's a lot of interest. Are you getting interest to the point where you might even have to turn teams down, or are you going to go through the entire gamut?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I think that, who knows if I don't get injured. I think it might have been more without the foot, right?
So,
who knows? To me, it doesn't really – it's the same thing when I was, getting recruited as a high school kid, right? It was, you know, you don't need, you know, 32 teams to be interested in. You just need one, right? So I really don't care about the number as long as it's the right fit.
So, you mean, you're going to be prepared for this. This is something that I'm not just talking about the physical part.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do your homework. You're not going to mm-hmm. go into. You mean, so obviously the scenario, the situation, is going to have to be something that you feel, hey, there's a legitimate chance, because you're not the type of kid, I think, that it's going to go somewhere just to say, hey, I'm here. You want to play. You want to make an impact. That's the kind of kid you are, right? So, I mean, that has to be.
Young man.
I'm sorry. He's a kid to me. Sorry.
They were all kids.
I think that's definitely true. I think, going through all the exit interviews with the Lions and, you know, spending time with this team made me realize that, you know, there's no need to go down to the NFL just to get a T-shirt. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to, you know, at the end of the day, I want to play. And I have a great opportunity and great organization to play for here with the Lions, and it'd be a tough decision whether it's a good situation or not. It'd be a tough situation to leave, and so we just want to go and see what's out there. I never really had gone through this before. I didn't get a shot out of college. Luckily, I'm with a team right now who has given me that chance, and I feel strongly about how tough that would be to leave.
So it's pretty safe to say, Nathan, that you've gone from, you went down to the New York Giants to try out. Mm-hmm. You didn't even get a chance to try out as a quarterback. You made your tryout as a receiver. Mm-hmm. It must feel awfully good to be in the scenario that you are in now. There's nobody going to question what position you're going to be playing, where you're going to be trying out, because when you have this amount of interest in the NFL, that's telling you you're doing something right.
Yeah, and I mean, that. Yeah, it definitely feels good. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I never doubted. I knew that was a silly decision at the time, and hopefully they're, you know, we're playing that staff.
What I was going to say was, is there anybody tied into another organization that's asked you, like, who was there that's now asked you to come and try out?
Well, the interesting thing about that is this even goes back to 20 when I was originally came out for the draft. There's been a number of turnover at teams that passed me up, so. You know, the Giants organization, they're not even there anymore. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Well, you know, you've got a busy schedule. We're going to let you run. I'm going to say this, and I'm being perfectly honest. I mean, I just look at the NFL and what it is, and, man, the opportunity, I know everyone's optimistic. I've seen a guy like Adam Big Hill go down there and mm-hmm. have a great training camp and play well and still not get an opportunity. It's just, you know, the thing is with that league, they're so hyped on certain things and specs and heights right. and weights. But I'll say this. I hope that you do get an opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. I think we all hope
yes.
that you get an opportunity and get a legit opportunity. Like you said, not a situation to go down there and hold a clipboard or, you know, mm-hmm. just get a T-shirt, but an opportunity to show the tremendous talent that you are. So we're all rooting for you and
thank you.
Wishing
that.
You nothing but the best.
Yeah, absolutely, Nathan. You've got a lot of people pulling for you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You made
Happy
us better broadcasters this year, dude.
I don't
we
know
learned how to
that.
Ask. We learned how to ask questions instead of just saying statements, right?
So, oh, man. You're never gonna let me down.
I know.
One,
it's
eh?
All good.
Just remember that.
Good.
Again, Nathan, thanks for doing this and best of luck. Yeah, hopefully we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
CanadianEvergreen.com is your trusted news source for all things green, offering up-to-date news and stories from Canada's booming cannabis industry. Content you can trust from Black Press Media.